Bez Hashem, today we want to focus in the beginning of Shir, and what's the reason why, when you're doing Havochas Man, why is it only Haromis Ribis, and why isn't it Ribis Ko? As Rashi asks the question, Rashi says two things. The Loi Kotla Midi, the Loi Midi Shoko Mina. The shayla is, what are these two things in Rashi? The Loi Kotla Midi, the Loi Midi Shoko Mina. As the Pnei Yeshua over here, the Lecha Mishnah Ishus on the Halacha, the Rambam, the Goyin, and Yeridei Simin Kuv Samech Vav, they all learn that when Rashi says the Loi Kotla Midi, Rashi is going like the Shita of the Rishayim that learns the din of Ribis Ksitza. And if Ribis is only awesome, the Raisa is its Kotzitz. If you were Kotzitz to do the Ribis, if the Shah Salva you want Kotzitz to give the Ribis, it's not awesome, the Raisa. The Shaila is what happens if there's Harochas Man? How do you look at Harochas Man? Do you look at it that's Kilu and Nuzman Halva? Because that still would be called Ribis Ksutza? Or no? The Zman Halva was the original Zman Halva. But there's a Harochas Zman, as it's not called Bishas Halva, and therefore it's not Ribis Ksutza. There's Hashem, we'll see this more in the Hemjach and Yanin. As they say, Rashi over here is Meduyik Deloy Kotzla Vidi, that Rashi holds the only time that it's called Ribis Ksutza is Bishas Halva. Bishas Harochas Man is not Ribis Ksutza. Aleph. Beis, Rashi says another thing. The Loi Midi Shoko Mina. What's up, Shad and Rashi? The Loi Midi Shoko Mina. As explains the Rashba, that Rashi means that Kedushin is not a Dabashel Mamanis. You're not calling a mammon is the kisvos in the Yisho. It's not called you're giving mammon. This ribis is when you give mammon. As it comes, Rashi is saying two totally different reasons. Number one, the loy kots lo midi. It's not tzitza of the shah style law. And number two, the loy midi shoko mina. Vitzarech bir, why does Rashi need two reasons? Okay. As maybe you say Rashi means one or the other. I should have said Inami. Rashi puts them together. It's mashma, it's like a flow through. They're both going together. It's not two different reasons that have no shaykhs to the other one. Rashi puts them together. Mashma, it's a flow. You need both. Why do you need both? Because each one is only a time to make it from Ribis Daraisa to Ribis Darabanan. A Baharamis Ribis is even a lower level of a Darabanan. And that only because there's two reasons together. That's one way of learning Rashi and the way many of Gdele Rabbi Seilu learned in Rashi. However, the stipler in Simin Yud, he has a very strong question that Rashi Bamitziya Samach Dalit, Ba'oi the tour in Yeridei Simin Kuf Samach Vav, brings in Rashi that the Yisid Arai says, even Shaloi Bishas Alva. I say, to learn Rashi means that is very shver. Rashi himself holds the Yisid Arai says, even Shaloi Bishas Alva. As therefore, Rabbi Chanon wants to suggest a different pshat in Rashi, that Rashi means, if you would kotzla midi lamashal, you would say, I'm mechuyev to give you, I borrowed four, I'm mechuyev to give you five. You're kotz. And then you gave kedushin. The fact that you're giving the kedushin instead of the pruta means that you're valuing kedushin as a pruta. As even though be'etzem loy kotzla, be'etzem kedushin is not a monetary value, but if you give it as something instead of a mammon, that means you're giving it a monetary value. You owe a guy a dollar, and you give him something instead of the dollar. That means to you it's worth a dollar. Rabbi Chanan Sush tells to the sugya later on, Lididi shavili. If you're mechuyev to give a person money, and you give him a beged, it's kilu, that beged is shava the amount of money you're giving him, because you're using it instead of that amount of money. The fact that you're using it instead of that amount of money shows to you it's worth that amount of money. Because that's what Rashi means. If you were katzla midi and you gave kedushin, then it would be worth a pruta. Of being that you were loy katzla midi, a stam giving kedushin is not giving a pruta. Those are the two ma'alchim we had in Rashi yesterday. Toises brings Rashi and he says, Umash appears the ribis ksusa loy hafe, kivan jain ish and a senish le ish klum loy nihira. Kibun shu nasan la ze pruta vigdushin, veloy nasan la klum, havi kilu nasan la pruta mamish, vavi ribis gomor. Fregdoizo Rashi, after the ganser Rashi, the ganser yichos, eyes dog ribis. What fregdoizis? Rashi is so good. Rashi says, Loikots lo midi. Rashi says that is Loinos and Lo Klum. What's the rectasis of Rashi? As the going, and Yeridea Simon Kufsam above says, that Taisis holds like the Shita, that Ribis Ksusa is even when it is Shaloi Bishas Halva, even Bishas Harochus Man. I say, b'zei, Rashi says, lo kotz lo midi, Taisis holds, it is kotz lo midi. Because ribis ksutza is even shaloi b'shas alvo, ribis daraisa. That's the nekuda Taisis is arguing. However, reading the Lashon of Taisis when he asks on Rashi, it's not so convincing that that's the question of Taisis. Lefize, they could dogish of Taisis, they could machlokes on Rashi. Is Rashi says, loy kotz lo midi. Fractoises, you don't need ksitza b'shas alva. Ksitza b'shas alva zman is also a ksitza. You look at Taisis, it just doesn't sound like that. Taisis doesn't be madgish it. Yeah.
As the Rashi, the stipend.
Yeah, that's another question on Rashi, but just we're saying, asking on the going, it's not mashma that the machloikis is in the ksitza dike. It's mashma more the machloikis is in the second angle of Rashi. Rashi says, lo yev midi. Thus is the knetch of Taisis. Taisis says, kibin jedi naisin lish klum, kibin ju naisin lo ze pruta veloi naisin lo klum, avi kilu naisin lo pruta mamish. L'chayetz mashma, the ikka dogish, the ikka machloikis is on the words of Rashi, loy midi shakal minek. Fentaisis, you're giving something. L'chayetz does gate the machloikis. That's the mashmois. Okay. As vos gate the machloikis. What's the hezra of machloikis? Rashi says, you're not giving money. Giving an isha is not giving money. And Taisis argues. How does Taisus argue? The Mehelam Divrei the Goyim, if you watch Mashma, that the Machloekes is on the Lo Yev. As there's two ways of understanding that. Like this. That Enoch Inami, when you're koinin Isha, you're not koinin a Dover Momini. Nainu Isha, the Kenyan Isha, is not a Kenyan inflation Mishma. Maskin. Abla Maisa. Now, at the end of the day, everyone pays a prefer to get a Kenyan in a Isha. As Lamaisa, it's something that has a value of a pruta. You got to pay a pruta to make it happen. As it, the fact that you always pay a pruta to make it happen, that makes it into a monetary value. As even though Kedusha Isha per se is not a chefsa shel mamin, like the Rashba says, but being that it's something you always have to pay if you want to get, as that turns it into a mamnistic thing. Because to get it, you have to give mammon. As anything you have to pay for has a value.
Can you be mekadosh with a star, which is pachas mishava pruta?
That's a nice question. Another question that Chayim is bez Hashem in the play Yeshua, the Machna Chayim is that what does Taisis say that a kedusha yisha has a value of a pruta? You could be mekadosh with a star and be a which don't have a value. Thus, Frank the Machna Fraim Hilchus Ribis Simon test on Taisvis. L'choira the kivun is einochinami. When I want to be mekadesh or shtar of bia, it doesn't have. She doesn't have a value. But ad kam I'm doing kesef, I got to give a pruta. As now for doing with kesef, this is the value of kesef. L'choira, that's the answer. Okay, as thus is one way of learning this. Rav Nochum, in that Steigler, in Simin Yud, had a very interesting mahalach in Taisis. That, no, Taisis is not asking, being that you have to pay for it, it gives it a monetary value. Taisis understood that's not a monetary value. If you look at the words of Taisis, Kivanji, who knows in la ze pruta bigdushin. Viloi nosen la klum, havi kiilu nosen la. What's that had gosha, viloi nosen la klum? If Taisus wants to say that because it has a price tag, that gives it a monetary value, what's that gosha, viloi nosen la klum? As a Nochum wanted to say, there's a. One of those things that people say, a penny saved is a penny earned. You ever heard such a thing? Your mother probably told you a lot of times when you ask her to buy different things. A penny saved is a penny earned. Yeah. As Rav Nochum said, das frek Taisus. Taisus is asking that einoch inami, isha is not a chefse shel mamon. Kedusha isha is not a chefse shel mamon. But at the end of the day, you got to pay for it. And she's telling you, you don't have to pay me for it. She's saving you a penny. Saving you a penny is a penny earned. It's kilu she gave you a penny. As does rektoises, kivan ju noisin la ze pruta bigdushin, bederech klal, he has to give her a pruta bigdushin. Veloi noisin la klum. And she's saying, don't give me anything. She saved him a penny. Saving him a penny is kilu. It's giving a penny.
Yeah.
Nos is the vote. Havi kilu nos na loy pruta mamish v'havi ribis komo. It's kilu she gave him a pruta. She's giving him kedushin that has a value of a pruta. She could have asked for a pruta and she didn't ask for a pruta. Kilu, if someone, your roommate gives you an orange, and it costs $5 in the store. It's kilu, he gave you $5. He saved you without the gone to the store and paid for it, as he's giving you money. As thus is a way, a form of giving money. Thus is the, that's what they want to be medai. As grada lefize, it's very gishmak in one angle, meaning it's not the vort Taisus is arguing on the Rajbos, Havon and Rashi. Taisus is after the Havon of the Rashi and Rashi. Avada, you're right. Giving Gdushin is not giving anything because it's not giving moment. Of a frek Taisus, I hear giving Gdushin is not. But she's not only giving Gdushin, she's saving him the money he would have had to spend for Gdushin. Or she's giving him that pruta. This is a gather of kilo mishtar shile. She's saving him money. And Rashi will hold, a penny saved is not mamish giving a penny. Saving a penny is not called giving a penny. It's not mamish giving. You saved a penny, maskin. But she didn't give you a penny. She thought just saved you a penny. That's not called ribis yet. That'll be an interesting way of learning. And then the Dayik, the Loshin, the Leinosin, the Klum. That's the Ikud Dagish of Taisus. Okay. Yeah. Thus is the Shaila of Taisus. The Yesh Lodin, what is Taisus asking? Taisus is asking on Rashi that it should be Ribis da Raisa or Ribis da Ramana. How did the Oilam do that?
Gomor
could be the Rabbanon. It was Gomor with the Rabbanon, not a Ramesses. Does anyone have a Diak from Taisus? So the Beis Shmuel in Siman Chofres, on this Siman HaShulchan Aruch, he learns, Tosis is asking on Rashi that it's Mamish Ribis Daraisa. And Rashi is saying it's Aramis Ribis, Frek Rashi, Frek Tosis, 360 degrees. It's Ribis Daraisa. However, there's a diak in the Tosis HaRosh, not that way. When the Tosis Rosh explains the question of Tosis, he says it's Ke'em Agar Nota. The Lashon Ke'em is Mashma, it's not Mamish Ribis Daraisa, but it's Doimel Ribis Daraisa. What's Tosis asking Lefizeh? Why is it only Aramis Ribis? It's fault, Ribis. There are Bonon Gomor. There's a little bit of a diik that way, because Tosis continues. Aye, so what's the tzir of Aramis Ribis? B'mona Einkan, Chitim B'mona Yeshli, the Shaykh Likris Aramis Ribis. If Tosis is coming to be Machakim Ribis, there are Bonon and Aramis Ribis, okay, Tosis has to bring a tzir to show you the difference. But if it's a Ribis Daraisa, as Tosis has to be Mechalik, in Ribis Daraisa and Ribis Aramis Ribis, it's Poshim. This is the grace of Machlekes in Rashi and Tosis. If an art seer, it's Ribis Gomor, or it's not Ribis Gomor. Shailis was came to the Machlekes. As Rav Nochum had an interesting Mahalik, but before we learn Rav Nochum, we want to first finish the Tosis, then we'll come back to see the Mahalik. Lachem pirish rebeinu tam da'ayri hocho shoy sechayevus mois loda macha v'yigi esmanu leproya u'bozev v'noisim l'mil v'vruta l'avruchi lozimna v'kitsha ba'oisoy hano. Someone gave a pruta and he was kitsha ba'oisoy hano, and with hano that she has now, that she doesn't have to pay up, even though it's yigi esman piraya, she has lacha, she has pressure. Over now, she doesn't have to pay up. That's a hanna. This is mitadja ba'oisa hanna that she doesn't have to pay up. In daima my also lasses came and they have rubbish ribbies. Woman pegasus and meshach shoyle lynch and the main lechaber shakal dalazis vassal of plenies. You say you're allowed to give money to someone to lend. I knew Shayna Doyman Nysen Kluma Nysen. I'm a Nysen, I'm a Nirikish Luchoy Boss. It's a rubbish ribbies because, being that he gave something to the person who's given, it looks like he's making him a shluch. Right, Tosis is the end of Tosis. When Taimar, Amay Mukilo ba'arav lo zimna, v'tchilas alvoy yocho lahamid, v'anos milva mikudeshes, v'pruta lahavus lamayis, v'voisa pruta niskat shaloi. Zot the Malsho, in the flow of Tosis, it's meduyik that this kash at the end of Tosis is lefida Rabbeinu Tam. What's the Seder of Tosis? He starts off Rashi, here's the question, brings Rabbeinu Tam, and continues in the Rabbeinu Tam. As lefida flow of Tosis, like the last question was only according to Rabbeinu Tam, mashma, this one is also only according to Rabbeinu Tam. As the flow of Tosis sounds that the second question is like the first question. I know the last Vim time is like the first Vim time. It's only a question on the day of time. Frag the Moshe, this is a shayla of the Rashi too. Why are we talking about Evel Lazimne? You can talk about the Iker HaChoy. Why is it a kasha over the Tosis? It's a kasha according to Rashi too. Zog the Moshe. Because Rashi says the reason why it's not Ribis, that there's no Isser, is because Loikotz Lo Nibi. That's only if it's Shaloi B'Shas Alvo. Aber B'Shas Alvo, das is Mamish, Ribis Ksutza. As Rashi, the whole Rashi is Geboit on Loi Kotz Lamidi. That's only if it's B'Shas Alvo. Loi B'Shas Alvo, B'Shas Alvo. As according to Rashi, it's not Shver, Tosis is Shai. Das Lekos Gamash. If you open up the Shitis HaKadmoinim, is very interesting. He brings two Rishonim, a Rabbeinu Shmuel and a Rabbeinu Chananel. One Rishon says this Kasha of Tosis is only on Rabbeinu Tam, like it's Meduyik in this Tosis. not on Rashi. And the other Rishon asks it on Rashi too. As this Nakuda the Masha is actually a Machlekes Rishon. What's this Machlekes Tali? Amazin Yavin, it's Tali, how you learn what Rashi is saying in Lekotz Lamidi. If you learn like the Pnei Yeshua, Rashi's saying two different things. Rashi's saying Lekotz Lamidi, it's not Rivas Ksuta because it's not Bishas Halva like the Pnei Yeshua. The Masha is very good. As if it would be Bishas Alpa, it would be Ribis Ksusa, it would be Ribis Daraisa. Oh. If you learn like Rebbe Chanan, as then it doesn't make a difference when the cuts is. The word is if you cut, you're giving it instead of money. As if the last shayla of Taisis is even on Rashi, it's totally how you learn Rashi, the two pshatim. That's what comes out. The Masha was Madayik it. He learned like the Pnei Yeshua. Of Lefira Bukhana, and the Shail would be even on Rashi. Okay, thus is a Cheshbin in Pshat. Now let's come back to the Iker Rashi. Frank Tais is a Kasha on Rashi. Inokinami, lo yeh midi. You're not giving her anything. Aber, you're saving. Normally, you would have to give her a pruta. And you're saving money. As if you're saving money, it's kilo, you're giving money. As that should be an issa of ribis. As what is Rashi? As a nochum wanted to be meyashiv, ba'oifin zeh. A gar in jesante chidish. When we say that you're makadish isha with the pruta that a person would pay for our vachas money, there's two ways of learning it up. What is the hanna? You could understand that the gedah shebai is that you gave her a pruta's worth of hanna. Your mamish gave her a pruta worth of hanna, because our vachas man is worth a certain amount. As if you're giving Harachas Man, you gave a pruta. That's a pruta's worth of Anna. Meaning, when you tell a Isha, I'm going to be Marich, your Choy for you, you're being Mahanah. She enjoys that. How much does she enjoy it? A pruta, because that's what people pay for it. Kilu, the pruta is just the way of summing up what the Anna is. But what is the Anna? She's being nana that she has Harachas Zman. That's one way of understanding. And that's really the partial way of understanding. What's that Anna Makadosh you? She gets Anna. Oh, I don't have to pay up today. I have more time with my money. Oh, that is Anna. That's the partial. Zakir Nochum, in the Taisus Rush, there's a Haggah. Now, the parentheses in the Taisus Rush is not a later Achim that he added. It's the Yad Ramah, a Rishon. Those Hagois are coming from the Yad Ramah. He goes on a question of the Rif, which we'll see in the Hemshech, and he wants to say a Gevaldik Chiddush. He wants to say, when you're Mekadosh with the Hana, it's not the Hana of Harachas Man. Because if you could be Mekadosh with the Hana of Harachas Man, you could be Mekadosh with the Hana of getting a Nova. That's also Hana. What's the difference? As why does the Gemara say Harachas Man and not Hanas Milvah? As Taisus asks the question, and he says the Lashon of the Gemara is Meduyik, not that way. It's Mashma Milvah Shahisa Leikvar. God on Taisus, you could ask, why did Abaye use that Lashon? But that's Taisus's terror. The Yad Ramah is not thrilled over Taisus's terror. He doesn't buy it. Lush of the Gemara is Meduyik. But Tachlis and Lomdis, why did the Gemara say the Tzir of Avon is Man? Arachas Man. I zog the Yad Ramah, another Teretz, a Shein Agishmak of Hom. Zog Del, when you're being Makadish, you're not being Makadish Tishma Hated with the Hano of having Arachas Man. What you're being Makadish with is you would have had to pray a Pruta to get someone to be my Piyach Zman for you. You would have to walk over to Malva, say, I need more time. I'm going to give you a pruta. You be my Piyach Zman for me. Oh. As what's the hanah? The hanah that I don't have to pay you a pruta. Not the hanah of the etzem harochus man, but the hanah that I don't have to pay you a pruta to get me to be marich this man. That's the chiddush of the Yad Rama. Zog the Yad Rama. Lefize is gevaldik. Why? The Gemara doesn't say the hanah of lending me. Why? Because b'derech klal, it's not shchiach that people walk over and pay prutas for someone to lend you money. It's not on the original. It's not on the gufa mois. Whatever reasons. The kilu, the shchiach is to pay for the harochus man, not for the etzem alfa. As a mele, being that we're talking about the hanah of the pruta you would have spent, that's by the harochus man. Ad kan divrei harama. That's number one. Rav Nochum wanted to say Rashi is meduyik like the Yad Rama. Why? Because Rashi says va'omala hiskachi banozu, and Rashi says a whole speech what he has to say. Hiskachi banozu sha'at hoisen esenes pruta la'adam shifaiseni al kachoili. What's Rashi saying? That when you Mekadesh Isha, you have to explain what the Hanoi is. But MS the Tesis Rush is on Rashi. Why do you have to say it for? And the Tesis Rush learns, you don't have to say all this. What's the Pshat in Rashi? So, Rav Nochum, Rashi will learn like the Yad Rama, that you're not being Mekadesh with the Hanoi of Harochus Mahi. You're being mekadesh with the hanah of not having to pay a pruta for harochus man. The hanah of not having to pay a pruta. As you have to specify which hanah you're being mekadesh with. As she has to speak out, she'at oisen esedes pruta la'odom. And I'm saving that. That's why you have to speak it out, because there's two possible hanahs here. You have to speak out which hanah you mean. You're not speaking about the hanah of harochus man. You're speaking about the hanah of saving a pruta. Rav Nochum wanted to answer the shayla of Taisis. Frek Taisis on Rashi. I is doch ribis. I, because you're being marach lozman, us. She's giving him something which is worth a pruta. So, Rav Nochum, it's totally what the hanah is if she's giving him something. If you learn your makadisha with the hanah of harochas man, okay, that's the iser of ribis. The iser of ribis is to give alva, and to give halva for a longer time is also the iser of ribis, because that's the gufa halva. But if you learn that the hanah you're being mekadesh with is the pruta you would have paid for hanah as harochus man, the pruta you would have paid for harochus man is not the gufa halva. It's a separate business deal that's going on about halva, but it's not the gufa halva. As that, there's no iser of ribis. As being that it's for the pruta of the harochus man, that is no iser. It's a very tifa vote, only for the tifa lamdo. Yeah. Is that kilu? Toisis is learning it's the hanah for the harochus man as it's shayach ribis. But Rashi is learning it's for the pruta of harochus man. That's the way. He was Mazbe, the Machloikis, Rashi, and Taisis. Okay. This is the Yisrael. Now we'll come and we want to start learning. The Rashba brings a Shaila from the Rif. The Gemara says like this, a new Noise in the city. The Gemara says, if you're Mekadesh B'milva, it's Eina Mekudesh. It's not called you're giving it. Aba Ba'anos Milva, you're Mekudesh. Frag the Rif, how could it be? If you're Mekadesh with the Gova Milva, you ain't a Mekudesh, because it's not called giving anything. And if you're Mekadesh with the Hanosa Milva, you're Mekudesh. How could the Hano of giving a Milva be more than the Milva itself? Yitziva Ba'ara V'giyura M'shmei Shomaya. We can design. How could it be that the gufa moyes is not enough, but the enough getting the moyes is more than the gufa moyes? Does Fred do it? Call an interesting question. The Rif answers, Momin Lechud and Momin Lesa of Ana Isa. You have to know, what was the shakla of Italia in the Rif? What's the back end for? V'oi, the Rach says a different teretz. The Rambam says a different teretz. Be'ez Hashem, we have to see. I mean, this shayla, the Rif, was so bomb shayla, it blew them over. I mean, they couldn't hold the teretz, b'chlam. V'oz tutzach, what's the shayla of the Rif? B'choyra, it's poshit. Momin lesa hanoisa. The Teretz is going partial. No one had the question of the Rif before they saw the Rif. What's going on? As a simple way of understanding what the Shakla Vitaya, there are those that want to learn, is Gorin Jasach. When you're Makadish with Hanos Milva, what are you Makadish with? Which Hanos? Us, the Riaz says, you're Makadish with the Nachas Ruach of getting Alva. There's the money of the Alva, and then there's the Nachas Ruach that someone gave me Alva. As a Fiza, the Rif Teretz is Gargavaldi. If you want to know, is there money now that I have by you? No. Nova lights on it, no. The money's not here anymore. I don't have money by you. But if I tell, you had a geschmacka feeling. You felt good inside. You got a halva. As I'm a kaddish you with that geschmacka feeling you had, that you had a halva, the geschmack is a geschmack. She had a geschmack, nothing to talk about. Yeah. That's what the Rif means. Milva lesa. Mois milva lesa. Once you gave alva, there's no mois milva. Aba hana, that she had alva. Oh, I would have gone to a gemach. Who knows who would have lent me money. I have money. As the hana, the regesh, the feeling, is Isa. Thus is the what are the Rach and the Rambam hold? The Rach and the Rambam hold differently. The know that I'm a Kaddish you is not the Nachas Ruach, the good feeling inside of me. The know that I'm a Kaddish you with is not know being able to use money. I have money that I could spend. That's a know. As having money to spend is not enough. Be able to spend money. As the uses of the money, the shamshes of the money is not enough. That's what's meduyik in the Miri. Frag the Rif, a bomb question. Frag the Rif, madich, if I say I'm a kaddish you with money. It's Enga Mikudeshes because I already lent it to you and there's no money back. As when I say I'm a Kaddish you with the Shtamshes of money, it could be better than saying I'm a Kaddish you with the money itself. How could the Shtamshes of money be better than money? If money is Enga Ben, as in Mum and Shayna Ben, there's no Shtamshes in it. When I hand you a $100 bill, I'm handing you, you can now be mishdamish with me. But when you owe me $100 bills, okay, you could use the $100 I lent you. Shkayach, I spent it already. It's the same way the mois is not sitting in with by me. The shtamshus in the mois is not sitting in by me either. The mois is ain't a van, the shtamshus is ain't a van. I'm letting you use the $100 I lent you and you spent already. Shkayach. No, the shtamshus, I don't have it. The same, I don't have the money. I don't have the shtamshus. I don't have that, no. As a fize, boskate the shak of Italian, the riff. What is that, no? The habamina learned that, no, was the shtamshus. And that the riff is asking, if the money is lesser, the hano is lesser. And the maskon is, the hano is the nachas ruach. The idea. If you look at the riff, it's very nakishmak that's what he's changing, what the hamna is. Doesn't say no remes, no words, that's what he's changing. Zubov Ber has another mahalach to explain the riff. Over, we want to give the ilum time to see it and get into it. Because tomorrow we're going to learn the back and forth of the year, why the Rachel, not that way. We'll see the both bear and the Rachel. There's one more Nakuda, is the Nakuda of Harochas Man, the sheep, and we'll see what the Rachel answered different than the Riv. The Rambam answered different than the Riv. As tomorrow we'll see the Rajba, the Rach, and the Riv, and the Rambam. And also there's a Reb Naftonia. That's what will sum up the sugya of Mekadesh Bemilva. The Olam that will finish the Choymer early, it would be Mumlatz to start the next sugya of Matan Al Menas Lachs. And if you already saw it, then you want to... We'll start a little bit the next sugya at the end of Shia. Just to have Dhamma to the Indian of Matan Al Menas Lachs to be Mekadesh Bemilva. Okay. That's it.